We want to remind everyone that they can join us here just about every week at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, though, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie Karl Rove did a round of the Sunday talk shows the weekend after he quit, and for the most part, he offered a spirited defense of himself and President Bush. But with the freedom that unemployment brings, he did criticize, rather harshly in fact, a member of the president's inner circle. Who, does it turn out, does Karl Rove not care for?
I mean, the obvious answer is Barney.
Your obvious answer is correct. Barney the dog, I mean, is the answer.
Because they fought for weeks over the Social Security initiative.
It's true.
Well, that's what Karl Rove told me, actually. Yeah. He also told me that Barney is a covert operator for the CIA.
Well, you know, Barney and Karl Rove, though, you know, basically they're both ankle biters.
You think so? What Karl Rove actually said was, quote, "Barney is a lump," unquote. Now, you might think he was just joking, but insider press accounts say that Barney is, in fact, highly unpopular inside the West Wing. According to the New York Times, senior White House aides feel that the Scottish Terrier is, quote, "aloof and entitled." Now, we did not think this slam at the presidential pet could go unanswered. So it is our pleasure to welcome Dana Perino, Deputy White House Secretary, to our show. Dana, wait.
Hi.
How are you?
Remind me why I agreed to do this.
You know? I was hoping someone would have pushed the mute button while we had you on hold, but perhaps not.
No, so, I heard everything.
All right. Well, Dana, so is Barney, and we know that you, unlike Mr. Rove, are still employed at the White House, and we ask you this, is Barney, in fact, a lump?
I wouldn't call him a lump. Of course, you're right. Carl is on his way out the door. Look, Barney is kind of standoffish, but he's got personality. He's got a little bit of sass, and I don't think he doesn't let people get too close to him.
Oh, can I ask a question I've been meaning to ask? I've wanted to ask someone this for ages. Whatever happened to Mrs. Beasley?
It's Miss Beasley.
Miss Beasley.
Miss Beasley. Oh, she's there. She's there. She's a there. Lovable little sister.
But she's really more of a moderate, isn't she? I mean, she's sort of...
Well, you know, the president wants a range of views from his advisors and his dog, so it makes sense. What does Barney think about Rove?
Well, I did see one thing last week when we were down in Texas. In fact, it was actually more Miss Beasley. They alternated from wanting to... be petted by him to growling at him. So it was maybe a love-hate relationship.
Wow.
So Carl didn't have to, like, carry the pooper scooper or anything?
No.
Okay.
That job was reserved for other people.
Can
like me.
So I go, oh, really?
Well, I deal with the press a lot.
I see. Well done. Well done, Ms. Perino. Dana Perino is, at least until her bosses hear this broadcast, the Deputy Press Secretary at the White House. Dana, thank you so much for joining us today. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, Dana.